This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Public Service Commissioner Randy Pinocchi was arrested last week for failure to appear in court on a disorderly conduct charge. Pinocchi, a second-term Republican commissioner, is charged with disorderly conduct after he challenged another man to a fight in July. The other man involved, Leo Jimerson, also was charged with disorderly conduct and said the confrontation took place over a property dispute at a rental owned by Pinocchi. According to Jimerson, Pinocchi was refusing to give the resident, Jimerson's cousin, his deposit back, roughly $2,000. A Cascade County Sheriff's deputy charged Pinocchi with disorderly conduct on July 5th at about 8 p.m. for quarreling, challenging to fight, or fighting, namely by getting in Leo Jimerson's face and bumping chests during an argument and yelling. When Pinocchi failed to appear in court, the Justice of the Peace issued a $500 arrest warrant in August. Pinocchi was arrested September 6th at the Great Falls Home Depot and appeared before the judge on the charge the next day. On Tuesday, Pinocchi was still participating in PSC business. The PSC regulates the largest utilities that have a monopoly in Montana. The PSC is a five-member elected body with each member elected from separate districts. Pinocchi's District 1 reaches from Great Falls up to Plentywood and down to Ekalaka. Currently, all five PSC commissioners are Republican. Pinocchi was first elected to the PSC in 2018 and re-elected in 2022. Previously, he served one term in the Montana House of Representatives. Pinocchi has been considered a potential Republican candidate for Montana's Eastern Congressional District. A Republican candidate in the race for Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction has left multiple school districts around the country under mysterious and contentious circumstances and was forced out at a small rural school district in Montana after a botched implementation of a program that did not require students to attend class, study, or take tests. Cheryl Allen was the deputy superintendent at Montana's Office of Public Instruction from 2020 until August of this year. She was Republican Superintendent Elsie Arnson's longest-lasting deputy, but has quit that job. Now, Allen has filed to run as a Republican for Superintendent of the Office of Public Instruction for the 2024 election. Allen was the superintendent of the Conrad Public School District for 3 years. In the fall of 2017, she implemented a personalized learning program for students to learn at their own pace without a set schedule and without a testing regimen for specific courses. Complaints by parents, teachers, and school board members about the failure of the program prompted Allen to resign from her position as superintendent. Allen's resignation from Conrad Public Schools was not the first time she abruptly left a school district before a contract ended. In 2007, Allen resigned as a superintendent of Mingus Union High School District in Cottonwood, Arizona, with 2 years left on a 3-year contract. Allen then served as a superintendent of Jefferson High School District in Boulder, Montana, for less than 2 years before taking a job in Grand Canyon School in Coconino County, Arizona. In 2013, the Grand Canyon School's governing board voted unanimously to immediately terminate Allen's contract after a no-confidence petition against Allen was submitted to the board with more than 70 parent signatures. The petition listed high staff turnover and low staff retention, poor student performance, poor communication, incomplete curriculum, lack of accountability for payroll and tax errors, poor management of facilities and resources, and disregard for separation of church and state as key concerns among parents. Besides Allen's candidacy for Montana's top education position, there are two other candidates for state superintendent. Susie Hadallin, a Republican, also served as a deputy under Elsie Arnson, and a Democratic candidate, Montana State Senator Shannon O'Brien, served as dean of Missoula College.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.